the otherwise very intelligent people at the White House made an error, okay? You can get polls that show 70% for personalizing Social Security if you ask the question right. I believe that when there are 60 Republican senators, we will move Social Security from a present Ponzi scheme to a fully funded, individually held system, but not until, okay? As you look at the demographic numbers, if every 18-year-old in this country of any income level can look to retire with hundreds of thousands of dollars in a personal savings account, it changes who that person is, not just when they've saved the money, but as they're doing it. The modern Democratic Party cannot survive if everyone in the country is going to be saving 10% of their income and retiring on that income. The party of trial lawyers and labor unions is finished. There will be two parties. They can be the weird sex party, they can be the tree hugger party, they can be the peace party. There are a number of options available to the left. The party of trial lawyers and labor unions is not one in a share-owning society. Therefore, rule number one, unlike the scene in Hannibal Lecter where he talks the guy in the other cell into swallowing his own tongue and killing himself, the Republicans are not that good. The Democrats are not going to vote to privatize Social Security because politically they can't survive it. Therefore, you could not talk, which is what the White House is, oh, Grover, there are six or eight Democrats who are open to this. I said, name two. No, six or eight. Name two. Six or eight, Grover, really. No, there aren't. There are none, okay? Because you can't get the Democrats to vote for it. So you've got to get 60 Republican votes to do it. And what Bush did was he went out on that six-month tour not understanding that Social Security was already dead. And it was sort of like Weekend at Bernie's. He kept, hey, Social Security, it's moving, see? No, you're pushing it. No, it's moving, it's alive, it is. And it wasn't. He didn't kill it. When you got 55 senators and not 60, it wasn't going anywhere. And it was a very painful period, at which point he sort of walked away from Bernie, and they never even quite announced Bernie's death. They just sort of, okay, and left him on a taxi or something and went away. I would argue that we do have, and every year it becomes more doable as you have more younger people who are more understanding of the idea that everybody in the country can have his own pension, as opposed to a generation that thought that Bismarck had it right, that everybody has to retire at the same time and cheerfully die at the same time to make the system work. So I think we'll get it, but not until you have 60 Republican senators. Luckily, the guys who gerrymandered the Senate seats and gave us all those lovely square seats out west with three people living in the state, two of whom are Republican senators and one of whom is a Republican congressman, are going to make it easier for us to get to 60.